Blog Talk Radio.
For Commissioner for Platform. In this broadcast, I will go over the main pillars of my platform, which comes from the people, and that I have now adopted as my own. The only part of my platform that is of my own making are the parts about the Lawrence County Electronics and Robotics Program and some about the Lawrence County Library, and I will get into that in a minute. I thought that was an appropriate song since I've been talking about going full county wet 7 days a week all over the county and using those taxes to help build up the infrastructure here. For a long time, Lawrence County commissioners have complained and groveled and been at their wits' end about the ability to create revenue in the county. Well, I'm proposing that we go full county wet because that is some low-hanging fruit as we come to other ways to increase the revenue base in Lawrence County. Now, at this point, we only have two cities, Moulton and Town Creek, that have alcohol 6 days a week, no Sunday sales. I am proposing that we go full county wet and we tax that and some of these alcohol taxes that we use at least 35% of it to build up the infrastructure on the borders of our county. Each Sunday, we have tons of people all around the county, on every border of the county, who go out to places where they can eat and have a good time and maybe have a drink or two or go to a bar and watch a game. We know Sundays are big days, especially for football. And we're losing a lot of money here in Lawrence County because we are living on a no Sunday alcohol sales model. And on that no Sunday alcohol sales model, you are not going to be able to attract the big box businesses who make a lot of their money on Sunday alcohol sales. Now, I say we use that because some of the cities that are closer to us than they are the city of Decatur, for miles around, nobody is wet on Sundays except for the city of Decatur. Everybody who wants to enjoy a good meal, have a good time with their family, and do things like that, they have to go to Decatur. And it doesn't have to be like that. Lawrence County can go full wet, and all our border towns and cities are going to make a lot of money, especially the ones in my district, District 4. Hartsel, they can get straight to Lawrence County and come on down 36. They can get to us. They could save so much time and traffic headache by traveling to Lawrence County to shop and eat at our restaurants if we were wet on Sundays. Trinity is closer to us than they are the city of Decatur. They're also dry on Sundays. The city of Decatur cannot afford to let Hartsel, Danville, and Trinity, the cities closer to us, go wet because they're worried about their restaurant business. Now, they were doing so good with their restaurant business that they even changed the time that they start serving alcohol. On August 19, 2019, the Decatur City Council approved an ordinance allowing alcohol sales to start at 10 a.m. on Sundays instead of noon. Now, that was 2019. Now, here we are now. We're getting the news that Decatur is having a retail boom. They're having a boom in retail and restaurant business. And I wonder how they got that boom. They're getting that boom on their restaurant and retail tax base is because they're the only ones who have any recreation and things that people love to do on Sundays after they get out from church on a Sunday afternoon before they go back to work on Mondays. Some people want to go with their families and have a good time, but they can't do that in Lawrence County. And that's one of the reasons why I'm pushing for us to go full county wet so we can keep those taxes here and we can concentrate using that money to build up our own infrastructure and our own roads, because we're not going to attract those big box businesses here in those chain restaurants everybody like an Old Charlie's or something like that. We're not going to attract them on a no Sunday alcohol sales model. It's just not going to happen. And people are not going to relocate here for that. You know, years ago, the Lawrence County Commission, they also announced that some of the roads were going to revert back to gravel. That is a business killer. No one who is making a long-range plan to move to an area are going to want to come to an area where the roads are reverting back to gravel. And their excuse for saying taking some of our roads back to gravel was that there was a lack of revenue in the county. Well, this is low-hanging fruit. And they need to tell us and be transparent about how much money are these cities making off the alcohol tax as it is. How much money is the city of Moulton making off the alcohol tax? How much is the city of Town Creek making off the alcohol tax? Why don't all the cities and all of the county selling alcohol and getting these taxes? Some of these people would love to come and shop and visit with us over here in Lawrence County on Sundays if we were open to being wet. We have got to change this model because we're bleeding out money to all the surrounding counties because they have things that they can do that we cannot do, and they attract people. They attract people, and the growth is all around us. So we need to go full county wet, and my proposal is just using 35% of the alcohol taxes to help fix our borders, to build the infrastructure at the borders, and also help our downtown areas across Lawrence County. Every downtown area should be getting some of this alcohol tax. If we go full county wet 7 days a week, we can build up the two Cortlands. We can build up Moulton. We can build up everywhere if we can get these taxes rolling. Now, just because I go to church on Sundays, I'm not going to try to regulate people if they can drink on Sundays. I'm just going to go ahead and go to church and mind my business. If people want to drink on Sunday, that's their business. But I'd much rather see people spending in Lawrence County And so we can get that alcohol tax money so we can help build our town up so we can attract all the growth that's going on around us. It's like all the growth is coming toward Lawrence County, and once they get to that Lawrence County line, they turn around and go back to where they came from, or they go around another direction to get around us. We have got to stop bleeding out all this tax money that we're just giving away to the city of Decatur every single Sunday since anyone can remember. It's in the millions. Now, another thing about that is some of our restaurants have to close because they're not going to make any money on Sundays on a no alcohol sales business model. So that in turn means some of the hiring staff, the workers, will be laid off from work. I know now some workers who work at restaurants in Moulton that when they close on Sunday, they also go to Decatur and work the restaurants over there. That doesn't make any sense. We need to be open over here so our restaurant workers can get those hours and the people from Lawrence County don't have to travel over to Decatur or over to the shows whenever we want to have a good Sunday afternoon, watch a football game, sit at a bar, or do things like that. We should not have to suffer just because some people don't want people to drink on Sunday. It just does not make sense. We're not going to survive like that. Okay, with that being said, that's what I have to say about the wet, dry issue and why I chose that song, The Tax Man. So we do need those alcohol taxes. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the other things on my platform that I would like to get out there and talk about. Now, on this break, I'm going to play a local group, the Orr Sisters. They're a gospel group based out of Cortland. And I just want to say they know in no way agree with anything, agree or disagree with what I'm on this program. I'm just playing their music because one of the things I did when I started this radio adventure was I wanted to highlight all the local music. There's a lot of talent here in Lawrence County, and we're right there beside the show's Music Hall of Fame. There's a lot of talent in every genre here in Lawrence County. Someone needs to be focusing on this and harnessing all these groups, and we should get that move forward. But right now, I'm going to play one of my favorite gospel groups that originate out of Lawrence County, and that is the Orr Sisters. Right, I'm back in the show, and I want to get into, we're going to talk about the situation with the courthouse, the county commission making a move to the courthouse. But before I talk about that, I want to talk about one other thing that I mentioned very early on in my campaign, and I didn't make it into the newspaper. I'm very appreciative of Moulton Advertiser allowing all the candidates time and space to come into the newspaper and let y'all know what we're about. But one other thing I want to talk about is I'm going to fight for more public housing. We need more public housing in Lawrence County, Alabama. And what brought that to my platform is that we're chasing all the native-born Lawrence County people away, because we have a lot of people in Lawrence County who feel like, hey, I worked at Champion, I worked at Saginaw, I built my house from the ground up, I did this, you know, they did all of this thing right here. So they don't want to see public housing in Lawrence County. It gets under their skin. You know, they feel some type of way. They think people are living off the government. You know, they have all type of reasonings on why not to help people. And that type of thinking here in Lawrence County is the reason why Lawrence County is not looking like, is not like how it used to look. And when I say that, I mean, all our people can't wait to get out of here. You're a dying town when you start seeing schools close and you have this feeling among the graduating seniors and young adults that they just want to get out of Lawrence County. And if that's not a problem for the commission and all leaders to really try to address, then what are they in office for? I don't understand it. And the reason what public housing has to do with this, I'm going to give you an example. I talked to a young lady. She had two kids, and she was trying to get housing. She called the Moulton Housing. It was a long list. I mean, it was months long. And she called over in the Shoals, and she called in Morgan County. So Morgan County called her back in about 2 weeks, showed her a place, had several places she could go. And then before she even went to that meeting, she got a call from the Shoals. She really didn't want to go to those, but she got a call from the Shoals. She, needless to say, she ended up choosing the public housing in Morgan County. And this is funny because about 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks after she had left the county, she got a call saying that there was an opening. She's already gone. We've lost two generations. We lost that mother and we lost the child, all because people around here feel some type of way about public housing and they don't want to talk about it. Well, you're going to chase off everybody. You're going to chase off everybody and you're going to have an influx of people that are not native born to Lawrence County, all because of an attitude. It's these type of attitudes that are destroying the county. And we've got to wake up. We have got to wake up. This is the wrong way to think. We have got to stop chasing away the native-born population of Lawrence County. They should have more public housing available in Lawrence County because people are on hard, people that are on hard times, they need the help. And now, it does a disservice. Not only are we losing the native-born population, but it also put a burden on the young lady because she works in Decatur. So now she has to pay someone in Decatur to babysit while she's at work. If we had public housing in Lawrence County, she would not have had to move. We would have retained the native population. She would have been closer here to family and friends resources, and she might have got out of paying that babysitting fee because she could have relied on family and friends. But instead, she's having to pay somebody, and so she's working extra to cover the pay for the babysitting fees. So now she doesn't hardly ever come back to Lawrence County. And that's what we're doing, people. That's what we're doing to our native-born population, all because we got our noses up in the air and we don't want to see public housing in our community. Public housing doesn't have to look like public housing. They have new designs on public housing if that'll help anybody's feelings. But the main point is, if you don't want it to be an eyesore, yes, they're new type of designs that won't hurt your feelings so much. But if you want to keep this attitude that you don't want to see public housing and see people helped and you don't want services in Lawrence County, then you might as well face the fact that you are pushing off a certain segment of the native-born population. And some of these people are the ones that are – some of the people that are struggling are the ones you want to keep here. They'll stay here longer with a little help. But as soon as they get some help from somewhere else, why would they stay? This young lady needed a place to go, some affordable housing. She had two kids. So now everybody has lost. Her family has lost the connection. She's going to lose money with babysitting fees. And all these places are going to lose revenue from her and her next generation that were native born here. Because she was going to go into a store. She was going to buy some gas. She was going to go to a fast food restaurant, maybe go to, some other place here, Walmart, grocery store. She was going to spend money and contribute to the Lawrence County Commission community in some type of way, even if she was on food stamps. And we know the deal with that. Every dollar spent in food stamps is like $3 gained to the local retail. So our attitudes in Lawrence County of driving people off, not wanting to see them, all because they don't have what we have, that attitude is killing us, and we need to just stop it. We need to wake up. We have gotten beside ourselves. There are people struggling. We got to come up with ideas. How do we retain our native population? The first thing to do on retaining your native population is offer them public housing and other things that other counties have. The reason why people leave Lawrence County is because a lack of affordable housing and a lack of services. So with that being said, I'm going to get into another thing, which concerns the Lawrence County Courthouse. A lot of people have asked me about that. So I got a question on my campaign page about what's my idea on getting the old courthouse in working order. Now, that question is very near and dear to me, and I'm just going to let some people in on that don't know a little bit of the history of my family. My family is very instrumental to the construction of downtown. They built all the buildings in the downtown area and the foundation to the courthouse. So that whole area holds a significant place in not only my heart, my whole family's heart, because we had a hand in that. And it just breaks my heart to see it run down like it is. And I don't think the commission is doing enough to get inside this building. It would mean so much. It would be a rallying cry. It would be a booster to the morale of Lawrence County and the people of Moulton if we can get located into the building. And the county commission, when elected, I would put completion of the commission move from Highway 157 location to the old courthouse on the fast track. We have got to come put our heads together and try to get inside the building as soon as possible so Lawrence County and especially the downtown area can come back to life. That's what people want to see, are signs of life. They don't want to see excuses. They don't want to hear some of the excuses that the commission is making. Now, ever since 2007, people got to go back. Look at your Moulton Advertiser and read these articles on the courthouse. All the way back in the early days, you had the commission saying the days of, the courthouse being closed and the downtown going down are over. That's been how many years ago? It's been over a decade since the county commission has made that proclamation that the days of the closed courthouse was going to are coming to a close. Well, when is it going to close? It's been a decade. And if people go back and check, they will see something is not right. They're not coming forth. There's this situation of moving needs to be put front and center, but it's not. They're playing around it. And what I'm afraid of and what others are afraid of is the county commission is going to make this whole move to the courthouse as some type of money pit. It's just going to go down a dark hole. Things never get done. We already had a commissioner, Commissioner Burt, saying this thing has an unknown price tag and was going to be done in pieces. But the question I got was, what's your idea on getting the old courthouse in working order? And my response was, thank you for your question. I really hope it gets done, but I think our current commission has dropped the ball in some aspects and costs. So far, the commission has spent more than $660,000 on the project. In 2015, it spent $367,942 to protect the exterior. The commission paid $294,814 to Gulf Services to gut the interior last fall, which would have been 2015, and I was told that there was some historic things found inside the Lawrence County Courthouse, and I was told that plans were that some of the space would be used for a museum, which I thought was a good idea. I was contacted, and I said I supported. What they found was a segregated jury box for blacks, and it was hidden behind a wall. And during the recovery, they discovered this historic event. People were talking about making part of the courthouse a museum, which I think is a good idea. And so, and there was a judge here, I think his name was Peterson. I hope I don't get his name wrong, but he fought against the Klan during the Civil War. So, and he's buried here in Lawrence County. So a museum piece inside that would be a great attraction for people. And I think it would be a great idea if they would even come out and announce. They've been keeping it hush hush. I mean, is it shame that you found a segregated jury box? I don't think it should be a shame. I think it should be put in a museum in its rightful place. And the price tag concerns me, but I like you, more details, but I do agree with everyone that it should be open. I would like to see not only the courthouse operating, but every available building on the old square open with some type of business. I want life and fun in our downtown on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm disappointed that my opponent, Commissioner Burke, said the price is unknown, and that's a problem, because he went on to say that they may have to do it in pieces. I guess he's going to do things in pieces, just like he did the roads out in Red Hill in pieces, just a little cosmetic work to make people think something's being done. The plan is for the county commission offices, Lawrence County Industrial Development Board, County Archives, Commission on Aging, and the Lawrence Chapter of Veteran Affairs to relocate to the former courthouse. There's also discussion of including the county's United Way and Coroner's offices. The basement would be used for storage, and the third floor will remain closed. Each floor is about 7,000 square feet. Now, is this third floor where the segregated jury box was found? If so, like I said, that floor would be good for a museum, but I know they have plans for putting some other things up there. So here we have a plan where you have commissioners saying that it's an unknown price tag, and it's going to be done in pieces. So that's what they said years ago. But here's what they said recently. Recently, they're saying the renovation of the old courthouse on the downtown square in Moulton is a work in progress. And they're projecting the total cost could reach $10 million to $12 million. The commissioners haven't agreed on a final concept yet. We've been talking about this courthouse since 2007, and here it is, 2022, and the commissioners haven't agreed on a final concept yet. And it appears the project will be a pay-as-you-go item with amendments made to the fiscal budget. Now, that has to be disturbing. How much is the property worth out at 157? Can it be sold or done anything to any property the county has? Can we leverage any property we have to get ourselves inside of that building? because even though Commissioner Burch is saying revenues are up, but he's also saying expenditures are up. And he's just glad, in the paper, he said he's just glad he's got money to work with. He's had a lot of money to work with. They've worked with almost $600,000. And they still don't have it's still an unknown price tag, and it's still going to be done in pieces. Yes, I know there is some logistic delays, but what are they doing to defeat and overcome these delays? They haven't said it. Just tell the public that there's a delay and we're just supposed to swallow that and say nothing else of it. If there's a delay, then what is the next move of the county commission to fix that delay? They said something about ordering wood doors may take a little longer. I mean, is there any vendor out there that can get it faster? It seems to me that if the commission put this on the front burner, they can get it done. They do not need to leave the opening of this courthouse, which they talked about since 2007. They've been talking about renovating this courthouse since 2007. So why would they do that and just leave it on the back burner like that? Something like this has to be put up front and center because it means a lot to the people of Moulton and Lawrence County that we get that area done. We need to be having things on that square like every other city. You look around these cities close to us and outside of Lawrence County, they got festivals. They got all types of things going on every single weekend. You could go to those cities, downtown areas, and shop and spend money and have fun. You go to the downtown area in Lawrence County up here in Moulton in my District 4, and it's going to look desolate, like an abandoned town. All because our county commissioners cannot get it together. They cannot put this project, to me, with this price tag, this is something they need to put on the front burner. I mean, you're saying it's going to cost $10 to $12 million, and you're just going to sit back and just grind that out? No, you need to be getting on the ball to see how you can cut those costs and get us into the building, get the people of District 4 in Lawrence County back in that building and bring life back to downtown Moulton so we can start having our own festivals, so we can start visiting other restaurants and eateries and things like that across the county. It's just not making sense to me that we would sit up here and delay and talk about an unknown price years ago. And then now we're talking after spending, $600,000 years ago, here we are now talking about $10 to $12 million. And we're talking about delays in shipping and doing things in pieces and pay as you go. Use some of these taxes from alcohol, use some of this land that the county owns and got. We have to do something to get ourselves in that building. That would be a jump start to downtown, and I feel all of Moulton. The people of District 4 in Lawrence County cannot sit back and let the county commission make the reopening of the courthouse on the Moulton Square a money pit, where money just gets thrown in there over year after year after year after year that never gets completed. I think we got enough projects going in around Moulton that seem like they'll never get completed, just having tax money thrown in them and thrown into them year after year without a completion. We got to get the Lawrence County courthouse in downtown Moulton completed. We got to move all those offices in there. I think it's a great idea to relocate all those offices down there into that building. I think it would jumpstart us. I think once we, as a commission and county, move into the old courthouse, that will make all that space there available and very interesting to a lot of people who want to come in and develop and open up businesses. Even the local businesses who are already there, they want more people to come in. It's the county commission that's dragging their feet. It's the county commission that can't come up with a plan to get us in there. It's the county commission who has this project on the back burner. It's the county commission who's saying there's an unknown price and then changing it to up to $12 million and then telling us that it's the county commission who's saying there's all types of logistical issues of getting materials and supplies. Well, have they checked other suppliers? There's got to be somewhere in the world where we can get the things we need to open up that old courthouse. This thing does not have to be slow walk, because the slower it is, the more money is going to go down a money pit. It's going to go down a dark hole, and the place will never be open. Happens every time. Happens every time. And we don't want the county commission setting up this failure of dragging your feet, doing things in pieces, and then money just going here and there. Okay, I'm going to take a two-minute break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to cover some other subjects on the platform, because we're down to 20 minutes, and I got a couple of other points to make that should be very interesting to the voters in District 4. Once again, we cannot allow the county commission to put the reopening of the courthouse on the back burner with an unknown price tag or a balloon price tag done in pieces with all type of logistical errors. We have got to put that on front and center, and we have got to get on the ball. I'll be right back after this break.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
Okay, I'm back from that break, and so now I want to get into another thing that a lot of people was talking about and what I've been hearing on the campaign trail, which is my support and my fight for more services, especially addiction services in Lawrence County. No one can dispute the fact that there's a problem in Lawrence County. In fact, the closest clinic is 30-plus miles away in the Shoals or Cullman. Most people going through addiction have no car or driving privileges, so that puts an extra burden on family and friends, and for most, it's a daily trip to the clinic. The time, gas, and stress on families is astounding, to say the least. It's time we treat our own, because at the moment, all Lawrence County got for those people and families that are going through addiction is jail and court appearances. I came to this because a few months ago, some people, one person asked me to take them to the clinic. So I took them over to the Shoals, and I thought that was that. But I called back the next day. Could they get another ride to the clinic? So I took them. Then the third day, they called. I did take them, and then I was like, look, I can't be doing this. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the time. I got a lot going on. I can't be going like this every day. But it was already too late. That person had told some other people that I had gave them a ride to the clinic, and then all of a sudden, my phone blowing up. Everybody needing a ride to the clinic. So that's why I came to the conclusion is, why don't we have our own methadone clinic or whatever clinic we can to treat people and addiction in Lawrence County? Because like I said, it's obvious we have a problem. Out of the 90, almost 100 indictments in Lawrence County in the last round of indictments, almost all of them were drug and addiction related. So there is a problem. The problem and the answer is, what are we going to do about it? We have to come together as a community to try to help people. Now, I've heard all the talk, people say people got so many excuses. And I was shocked that my own hometown, Lawrence County people, could be so cruel. I've heard people have told me, well, why don't they just quit? Why don't they just pray and go to church? They need to go to church. And some people were like, well, I never did drugs before. You know, that's what they get. That's the kind of attitude I've been hearing from people from Lawrence County. And that does sadden me, but it's not going to deter me from getting these people the help they need. We're not going to throw, when I'm commissioner, we're not going to throw anybody away. And why should our Lawrence County citizens who are going through addiction, why should they have to drive all the way to Cullman? Why should they have to go all the way to the Shoals? We need to treat our own. We see that there's a problem around here, so we need to treat our own. And people would do better if they had these services available to them, because if they can't get a ride to the Shoals or Cullman for 1 or 2 days, you know, they run the risk of relapse. And I've also people have told me, well, they're going to abuse the methadone. I got a cousin, they abuse it. I know they abuse it. They abuse everything. People abuse sugar. People abuse sex. There's a lot of abuse going on. We got to stop making up excuses on why not to help and start thinking about how we can help. If we just took a little bit thinking and stopped blaming the people going through addiction, then we may can help them. We got to understand that person going through addiction, that is not that person. The drug has taken over. And we're like, they got a sign that they can just stop it if they want to. They can't. They are addicted. That's not how addiction works. The backward thinking that these people need to just stop doing the drug, that is backward thinking. They just need to go to church and pray about it. And we need to stop being so self-righteous, talking about, well, I've never did drugs myself. That's what they get. But I am in favor of creating more addiction services in Lawrence County so we can treat our own and there's no burden on family and people to try to get to Cullman and try to get to the Muster Shoals, because in some of these programs, they have to get to a certain level before they can get more than one treatment pill. Some of them have to go and get one every day. And once they reach so far in the program, they may can go pick up 5 pills at a time. That way they only have to go back every 5 days. But we have to decide, are we so self-righteous that we let these people fall down because we ourselves have never did drugs? Are we so absorbed in ourselves that we just think that all they got to do is just go to the church and pray about it? Or are we so crazy that we think, why don't they just quit? We're not understanding that once the person is addicted, they're not themselves anymore. They're not in control. So it's up to us, the rest of society and the community, to help these people. No one else is going to help them but us. And we don't need to be blaming them as an excuse not to help. That's just an excuse. I've heard nothing but excuses out of people on why not to help. And a lot of these people act like they don't understand addiction. Maybe they don't. Maybe they need to be educated that when a person is addicted, they're not thinking of their own sound mind. So we as a community, if we're human beings, we're going to have some type of empathy and compassion on them and provide the services that they need. And many people also have told me, people who have had the means to travel, they told me that the clinic saved their lives. I've had about 3 or 4 people tell me that going to the clinic in Cullman saved their lives. Now, these people had means. They had money. They could drive there every day and get that pill. They could drive there every day and pay that, they said $35 in cash for that pill. They can go there every day and do it. Think about all the people that can't even afford to pay for the medicine. So the longer we sit up here on our high horse, not thinking how we can help them, the worse the problem is going to get. You're not going to pray this problem out. You're not going to just tell the person, wake up tomorrow and just stop using drugs. It's not going to work. We got to think more about that. Now I'm going to get into the last two things. We have 9 minutes left. I'm going to get into the last two things, which are the only two things on my platform that is of my own making. And that is, the first one is just like I said in the Moulton Advertiser, I'm going to create a scholarship for the Lawrence County Electronics and Robotics Program because I believe in it. And I don't think any kid or any parent should have to worry about paying the fees. This is top of the line what the Lawrence County school system has going on over there at the Electronics and Robotics Program. And we need more students and in that program from Lawrence County, because it's the next new wave of jobs, it's the next new wave of technology, and we are really excelling at that. You see Lockheed Martin expanding their services around Lawrence County. Other people are looking at Lawrence County, so we got to have our kids prepared, and the best way to have them prepared and is to make sure that parents and students who are interested in robotics and electronics don't have to pay any of these fees. They have a lot of fees going on, and it's well worth it. I have a daughter that's in the program. That's how I became to know about the program and fall in love with it. And I also was able to secure a recurring donor, the Parker Griffith Family Foundation. I've also raised money for the Lawrence County Electronics and Robotics Program in the past, and I'm so proud to have helped them raise thousands of dollars over the years since I've been involved. And I want to create a scholarship out of my own paycheck. Whenever the county cuts me a check, I'm going to have so much deducted. At this point, I will commit to like $50 every time a check is cut. I think the commissioners get paid twice a month. So I'm willing to put skin in the game. $50 every pay period to go toward a scholarship so parents and students don't have to worry about those fees and they can get some of the other things paid for, because they do travel around to places like over in the shows, Northwest Shows. I went to that competition. They went to Birmingham, and they represent Lawrence County well, and they are at the cutting edge of the technology. Like I said, great program going on over there. And so that's one of the things that I have an interest in, and I'm also talking to some of my family, because we come from a family of healthcare workers. I'm trying to convince another family member to start a scholarship for someone that's involved in healthcare at, you know, in the healthcare program that's going to go out there. So we need to support that too. But everybody can hold me to that. I will create that scholarship from day one. I will walk in there and tell them, make sure $50 per pay period goes to the Lawrence County Electronics and Robotics Program. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is that's of my making is what I want to see done at the Lawrence County Library. I think the Lawrence County Library, which has been designated as in essential operation business, so they are in essential business. We need to expand not only the area and dynamics of the building in Lawrence County Public Library. We need to expand the services, and those services need to be included, especially on Saturday and Sunday programs. And these programs need to be geared toward our elderly population in Lawrence County. And so they can go in and get the retraining that they need for these new high-tech jobs that are right up on us, you know, high-tech and robotics, electronics, and things like that, and military. They're all surround us in Lawrence County. They're breathing down their neck. They want to get here. Those fields are expanding everywhere. So we need more expanded services at the Lawrence County Public Library to include some Sunday classes where we can get our elder or older generation. And I consider old like myself. I consider us 50 and up as an older generation when it comes to technology. Technology is changing so fast. We can get some people in there who are doing backbreaking work over there in Decatur. We can get them retrained to take part in some of these new technologies and these new jobs that are happening around the state of Alabama. You know, people can come in on Saturday and Sunday and take a few classes, and who knows, in about 3 months, they can go over there and tell that backbreaking job, no, I just landed a job with Lockheed Martin, Boeing, or somewhere. I cannot work on this assembly line any longer, or I'm going into the new technology. Either way it goes, I think the library should be having programs where we can retrain some of our older Lawrence Countyans for the new technology jobs that are sure to be up on us very, very soon. So more retraining and expanding of the Lawrence County Public Library, I'm in favor of that, and we would just have to find the funds for that. And I think the elderly population or population 50 and up would really enjoy that. The opportunity to learn something different, to come on board with the technologies. We don't want the world to pass them by. Some people are, I've seen 70, 60, 70 years old, still lively, still working. And, you know, they want to learn some of this new stuff. So I just think it's a good idea that we all come together and see how can we expand the services of the Lawrence County Public Library to include more days open, more meeting space, more training space. So we need some new construction at the library as well as around the whole entire county. And I would love to see that happen. So, yes, seniors, we need to have the Saturday and Sunday training is very important because a lot of people work through the week, and that's the only way that they'll be able to take some of these courses and classes. We got to make ourselves available for them. Okay, now I'm just saying that's some of the things that should be done, and I'm just suggesting that these things should be done because I always want to resist telling people how something should be done. Rather, I like to tell people what needs to be done because people will surprise you with creative solutions. You don't want to be that type of leader that I know more than you and you can't tell me nothing and I don't want to hear what you got to say because I won the office. That's what we've had in the past and that's what we don't need. You know, and we have to realize, one of my main goals will be to retain our native population and entice those who have left to come back. And we do that by expanding some of the services that they left us for in the first place. it would, a lot of people would come back if there was more public housing in Lawrence County. Why wouldn't I come back from the Shoals area? Why wouldn't I come back from the Decatur area if there was more public housing here in Lawrence County? My family's here. I can get a babysitter. I can go see grandma and grandpa in a split second. I don't have to drive all the way to Decatur. So we should be building more public housing to bring these people back in and to keep them here. So, and also I've got a plan for teenagers, and my plan includes constant contact, especially around those hours when teens are most likely to get into trouble. Don't have anything in Lawrence County addressing the kids here. And I know about juvenile delinquency because in Cortland, I ran the Three Springs Residential Treatment Center. Now it's called Sequel. It's still in existence in Cortland. I was a second shift supervisor there. And so I know about juvenile delinquency. I know what causes it, and I know some of the things to do to fix it. Neither of my opponents in this race have that training like I do with youth. Like I said, I supervise staff and residents at a high-risk situation in a secure juvenile treatment facility. I was the supervisor there, and it was up to me to assign staff members to certain high-risk situations, and I had to maintain a shift report on psychological behaviors on these juveniles in that lockdown treatment facility. So I have the background and training, and this is just a little of it. I also have training when it comes to autism because I have autistic family members. So I went out and got the education and hours of work learning how to be a emergency autistic first responder. So I'm bringing all these things to table to grow District 4 and enhance Lawrence County. And neither one of my opponents are doing that. I'll talk about that in another show, which will be in a few more days. I'm going to address all the politics in Lawrence County. But right now, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and I will be doing more shows. I wanted you guys to hear me in my own voice. And I wanted to let everybody know that I'm in this to put skin in the game. I'm not about any titles. I've had titles all my life, and they don't mean anything to me. What means something to me is getting something lasting done for the people. And that's what I intend to do. And with your support on November 8th, we will make it happen. Thank you.